Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites. Made with Hero Bread's sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls. With 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs. Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and higher fiber options. So your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan of chocolate. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
As I say, the litter effect. The kids can see now that, you know, if you're into darts and you enjoy the game of darts, at a young age, you know, Luke might never even have to work ever again. You know, with the amount of money that he's actually made. And he's 18 years of age.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball GAA.
Micheál McCarville, Ulster champions with Scots in 2025. How does that feel?
To be honest, words cannot describe the way I'm feeling this minute. I think we've endured enough over the last 10, 15 years. With, you know, you see Darren Hughes, Shane Carey, guys like that are just soldiering on for us, and they've just for them boys in particular, especially Shane Carey, Rory Bagnick. So Rory, what would we do without him? It's just indescribable.
Like, I suppose a lot of them lads have been soldiering a long time with Scottsdale and now with Monaghan. How much is it for you to kind of help them lads get over the line? You know, Darren Hughes, 38. Like, Kieran Hughes, obviously, retired with Monaghan. But, like, how much does that mean to you to get them lads over the line?
Yeah, well, I suppose you look at... We had Donica Connolly, Max Maguire, Nicholas Sherlock. Sean McIlwain was injured for the last couple of months. Tommy Mallon missed out today. Like, that injection of youth that we got this year, like... I'm starting to head towards the latter end of the 20s. Well, I'm 30 now, so look at the lift them boys have given us. And obviously, look, at it's great to have a man like Dave McKagan on our sideline, Jamie Scullion, Donald Morgan. Like, these boys just bleed blue. Like, and this is just their rewards today, honest to God.
I suppose you had to dig it out of the fire a couple of times against Newbridge in the semi-final. You had to dig it out of the fire again here against Kilcoo, and you know Kilcoo being a stalwart in Ulster club football for a long time, how much does it mean to get one over them as well?
Yeah, I suppose I said it the last day, we needed to learn an awful lot from last year's defeat to Kilcoo. I suppose the new rules this year has kind of changed it up for us a bit, and I suppose that the youth I was talking about, that pace that brought it into our game, we knew it was going to be a cagey enough affair today. We just wanted to stop the goal threat that they gave it to us last year, and thankfully it's paid dividends. Oh my God, it's the feeling there at the end of the game was. I see my father there. He's 4 Ulster club medals, and this is the first in my lifetime. And look, at long may it last, but overcome with emotion there at the end of the ground stage.
I know you a long time, Micheál. You've been working really hard for the last couple of years as well to try and get yourself into this team and then get yourself on the Monaghan team. From a personal point of view, how much does it mean to you as well to put a lot of years of hard work in, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of effort, and your midfield for Scotland, one of the best teams now in the country, and also champions as well?
Yeah, I suppose I don't want to talk cliches, and obviously whenever you see the collective unit there and the way how we played in that second half extra time in particular, when we against the strong Breeze, like, and look, our discipline probably let us down in the last 10 minutes of normal time. I give away a wee 2.3, stuff like that. Just look at, personally, I'm absolutely over the moon. Look at, I was watching Darren Hughes, Kieran Hughes, Frank Coffey, Donald Morgan, Dermot McCrudden, Nicholas Carrigan. I could name them for hours. These boys soldiered for years and didn't get to play a part in this, but they were playing a part in how we got here today, and myself included. I've seen them boys, Emma Coffey, they're walking past me. Boys like this that have just been absolute warriors for our club. And honestly, I'm just speechless, to be honest, David. It's been a real mountain to climb, but we'll enjoy the next couple of days with this.
You can surely enjoy Christmas as well. Rory Began, I have to say, 11 points, for out of a 19-point total. How good is it just to have him in your arsenal?
Look, I think I've been asked, I'd say every time I speak to anybody in the media at all, you always end up talking about Rory, because look, he's an absolute weapon for us. And look at, he's just a master of his craft, to be honest. Look at, he's brilliant off the tee, he's brilliant off the ground whenever we're looking for 2 point frees. He's a good friend of mine, and we'll enjoy this next 2 days, David.
And St Bridget's in the All Ireland semi final, you just mentioned that injection of young talent in the team. You're not going to stop yet.
No, well, please God, we won't. Look at this, the first time we, as a group, have been in this position, I suppose, since 1989, I suppose. So, as I say, we'll look at them next week. But they have serious players all over the field. Look at it, there's probably 7 or 8 men on the Roscommon panel. But we'll look at them. But we'll look at them Monday or Tuesday, I'd say to you.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Kieran, Ulster Champions 2025, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to Scotstown?
Yeah, hard earned. Spoke a wee bit about it there in the last 10 or 15 minutes. I am relief, proud, all these sort of emotions running through the system. But I do believe definitely deserved. We've endured enough in the last 10 years. We've lost 3 finals. You're coming into your 4th final today, and you're thinking, you could lose again here. How do you go about it? But to me, that just is a testament to this team. Hey, we just keep coming back. We want to come back. Hey, there's teams that can fold and decide, no, I'm going to take the foot of the gas and expect to get back. Hey, but this team keep going to different levels. And the youth that came into our place this year, when I seen them in flesh and trained with them in flesh back in February, March, I realised this dream's still alive. These lads are on a different level of power and pace now at that age. And I was just like, right, how do we get a bit of a balance here now to this team? And it took us a wee while. It took us maybe 3 or 4 games during the morning championship to figure out, what's the best way to go with this. And thankfully, after plenty of meetings now, we're figuring it out. Hey, by Hubert. We figured it out, and got a bit of momentum during games, and we were tested to the pillar there in the last couple of games. Obviously going extra time in the skiing in the Monaghan County final, unbelievable feeling.
You've had to dig it out a few times, and I suppose everyone's going to know yourself, your brother Darren, Micheál McCarville, Rory Began, everyone knows them, but I suppose the younger lads like Max Maguire, what impact have they had over the last year?
Different level, hey. Words do well to describe that one, but the day is done. Hey, there's no over expectancy on myself, Darren, Rory, Zess, Jack, and Shane, and these boys. All we wanted to do was try and get a team environment, hey, where people stood up in different moments, hey, and I think that's proof's been in the pudding the last number of games, even in probably the last 6 or 7 games through the Monaghan Championship. You had Nicky Sherlock kicking 4 points in games, Max McGuire 7 points, Tommy Mallon 7 points, and big miss today, Tommy. But we just knew that, look at Tommy, yes, you're out, but we'll get a man to come in for you here today and do a job, and hopefully we'll have him back for the next day. But the balance, that's all I was hoping for in the last number of years, is can we get a balance, how to get us over the line in this competition, because one, I think it's one of the toughest competitions in the country, and two, it has shown us that it has put us to the bottom of the pit in the last 10 years, when losing finals and losing a couple of them after extra time. And sometimes you don't deserve anything in football. There's males out there that deserved All-Irelands but never got them. It starts creeping into your mind, is that going to be us, that we're just going to lose out? But thankfully today we found something out of somewhere to just get the job done and make a dream become reality.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, is it all more sweeter as well that you've kind of soldiered for so long and soldiered with your brother as well? And this has probably been the one that you've missed. You know, you've won your Ulster titles with Monaghan as well. Like this Ulster title with Scotstown, first one since 1989. This is the one that you've kind of been grasping for a long time.
Yeah, I just wish it had been 10 years previous now. Tommy, Max and Donica, these guys in their first year, like, and then getting an Ulster title, like, what a feeling, hey, and what an expectancy that's going to be looked at for them in the next number of years. But we were so happy to see them coming in, like, and look at the Anglo Kilts from Monaghan, absolutely unbelievable too, and happening in your mid-20s as well. It was outrageous, like, and to win one at this age, an Ulster club is... Yeah, that's sweet. Like, but again, I can't say it's the sweetest, because I really would have rather done 10 years ago. But if we had won one 10 years ago, would we have won as many county championships after? I don't know. I think boys might have took the foot of the gas and decided enough's enough. And it's one thing that's kept me going and kept me wanting to train is to make sure to get back to this level. Like, and you know, when I retired a couple of years ago from Monaghan, I made the decision that no, this isn't the end. Like, it's the start of me concentrating on one aspect of my life and one team. Like, and I never really got that over the years. It was always either college or Monaghan and club and all coming in between each other. And any manager that's had me realised that probably it wouldn't be that great at concentrating on different stuff like that there. So having one team to fully go at was a massive benefit to me. Like, and just unbelievable to think that I'm still out in the field here chatting. Like, but again, I could stay here all night, so good. I'm in no rush home.
Well, you will be getting home fairly shortly. You're going to enjoy this Christmas. You've got St Bridges in the new year in a semi-final. This season isn't over for you lads yet.
Yeah, and look, that's the joys of St Bridges, being able to come here tonight and get a good look at us, or get a good look at both teams and see what way they're setting up and stuff. Like, we actually played them in a challenge game last year, so we did over in Calvin. Like, and they're serious outfit, how they're well balanced, like, and can't wait to get the show on the road now and getting a bit of video work done on them this time next week and seeing what's going on there. Like, but what a moment in life it is now to get ready for an All Ireland semi final. Like, that's a wee bit surreal being able to say that now, because after losing three finals, like, you've been sitting at home and it's a long year to try and get the show back on the road, and we haven't been good at losing an Ulster final before and trying to get the show back in the next year. It's been a bit of a slump, so. That's looking forward to getting in the dressing room here now and celebrate the boys now. It's going to be unreal.
Rory Began, Ulster Champions 2025, how much does that mean?
Means everything for this group. I said it was a harsh winter last year after what happened, but look, that's exactly what that means there. That man there, his brother, for everyone there, Donald Morgan, who's come in the management team this year, for bye's gone by, this is for everyone. It's unbelievable.
You are, you know, beaten by Kilcoo by 11 points last year, conceded 5 goals. Today you're absolutely top notch defensively. Everyone all over the pitch worked really hard. How good was it to watch the 14 lads in front of you, the lads that come off the bench as well, to put in such a solid performance like that?
It was coming them 2 weeks. I could just see it sitting back in training, watching the boys putting the hard work in. Boys who don't even get playing there, what they were doing, like, you know. You just can't put it into words. Until you see what the levels were like in the training field the last couple of weeks, unbelievable.
11 points. I think the 1953 FA Cup final was known as the Stanley Matthews final, right? I think the Rory Began, or the Ulster 25 senior club final, might be known as the Rory Began final. You scored 11 points, unbelievable off the ground. You made a big save as well near the end. How much does it mean to you as well to come up clutch like that for your team as well?
Yeah, look, I stood here 10 years ago, missed a couple of frees against Cross McGlen. So to reward the boys for getting me the frees, that was the main thing for me. As I said, I didn't want to leave today with excuses of missed frees or anything like that there. You know, this was probably thought this may be last chance saloon for a lot of us. So as I said, yeah, I just needed to do what I had to do. But it's not the Roy Began show, this is a disgusting 2025 show.
Exactly. And just finally, you've got St Bridges in the All-Ireland semi-final. Just talking to Micheál McCarville there, you've a lot of really good young talent coming through as well. Maybe perhaps it'll be in a county setup as well next year. How much does it mean as well for those younger lads to bring them through and help them kind of taste success like this?
Absolutely jealous of these boys. Like, we put 10 years through the ringer to get to win this. These boys come in now, won a minor championship last year in the club. And come in now and won a senior championship and an Ulster club. So yeah, them boys have it all ahead of them. I'm gutted for this man here, Tommy, and gutted for Sean Oak, who didn't get to play a part, but they've just added the competitive nature to this group. So yeah, unbelievable.
Off the Ball, GAA.